this thing on? I hope so. No, I'm kidding. Question one. Tell us a little or as much as you would like about me. Cool. I am a 12-year-old in a 25-year-old's body, and I've been that way since birth. I'm just gonna really confuse you guys. Random hobbies. I like to art. By art, I mean I like to draw, but I'm not very good at drawing. But I like to draw. I like to color. I do a bunch of different things, and nothing ever holds sometimes. That's some pain in my life. But actually, I like to do Renaissance fairs, and I like to do, I'm also a Viking, and, I get to go to a place by my house and shoot arrows and chuck axes and play with spears. Actually, I just hand them to people because I can't throw them for the life of me. And there's lots of drinking and safety meetings and fun times. My job. I don't have one right now. I am unemployed, sadly. Still in school? Not right now. My name is Summer Slim Shady. No. You can call me EMC for life, EMZ, EMC Lolly, or my new favorite, EMC Square. Because it's adorable. I'm adorable. What made you decide to start recording? My significant other. He really likes audio scripts, and I wanted to do them. I wanted him to listen to me do audio scripts. So that's how I got into it. What kind of recordings do you see yourself doing? Oh, singing is the first one on this list. I like singing. I'll sing for you guys. Well, sometimes I go out by myself and I look across the water. There you go. I sang. I love Amy Winehouse, by the way. I will do challenges. I will do scripts. I'll do improvs. Like, I'll do it all. Not all of it, but some of it, mostly. What features must they be, physical or mental, are most attractive to you when you are in the people? Oh, okay. What? I can't read. See. What features, be they physical or mental, are most attractive to you when you're in the people you are interested in? Doesn't matter if it's boys or girls. So, like, people in my life, like, mentally, like, you have to be, you can't be, like, a raging asshole. You just can't. Like, if you're a raging asshole, I'm gonna be like, okay, you're a raging asshole. I actually have a raging asshole friend, but he's not really a raging asshole, because I put him in this place and he knows where it is. Because I am his bartender, and if he pisses off his bartender, I don't make drinks for him anymore. But physically, guys, physically, I like a straw jawline, high cheekbones, long hair, Asian, and white, or whatever. I have that yellow fever. Yeah, well, my daddy's yellow, so whatever. What else? And girls are awesome. Honestly, it really depends with women and me, because there's only two type of people in this world. There's the ones that absolutely love me, and there's the ones that absolutely fucking hate my guts. There's no in-between. I've not met one yet. I thought I met one, but then we ended up fucking loving each other, and that's what happens. I have this, there's no gray area with me. You like me, or you don't. Plain and simple. But physically on girls, I like the curve of their chest to their waist to their hips. It's a thing. That's hot. And their eyes. I like eyes. I really like eyes, too. Eyes are pretty. And their lips. Yeah. I got lost. I'm sorry. What do you think is your most attractive quality? I don't think I'm attractive. I'm cute and adorable. So I'm told every day. Actually, my legs. I do dance, or I used to dance, and I miss dance. I need to dance again. But I dance, and I do tap, and I do ballroom, and I have really nice looking dancer legs. And I have apparently really nice feet. I have really high arches, and apparently that's a good thing. And my eyes. I have really, like, I have anime eyes. Like, they just take up my face, man. I'm sorry. FYI, my significant other is in the room, like, laughing at me while I'm recording this. He's just, like, he's, like, making jokes at me while, like, silently with his hands. Just fap already. Oh, do you have a favorite book, movie, song? Pick one, tell us about it. Maybe in your next recording you can read or sing or recite lines for us. Ooh. I gotta do all three. Oh wait, am I only allowed to pick one? It says pick one. I'm gonna do all three. I'm breaking rules here. This is my recording. My favorite book. But there's so many good ones. Like, long term, probably, like, Dante's Inferno, because I'm gonna go to hell. And, like, recently, I should finish it at some point in time, but Ready Player One. I really want to finish it. Because if you have not listened to Ready Player One, you need to. Because it is hilarious and filled with 80s references. And I like the 80s. My favorite movie. That one's actually a little bit harder because my favorite... There's so many. But The Little Mermaid. It's always been my favorite. And then song. My favorite song. That changes because, like, I'm a person who, like, musically, like, feels things. So, like, you know my mood depending on what I'm listening to, practically. Like, if I'm sad, I'm listening to sad songs. If I'm happy, I'm happy. Actually, if you want to know a secret, and this is, can't tell anyone, guys, right? I want to go around murdering people to the song Happy. You know? Because I'm happy, clap your hands if you feel... Yeah, that song. Yeah, I just want that playing behind me while I'm stabbing people. I just thought you should know that. I told you it's a secret, so you can't tell anyone, okay? Tell us your idea of a perfect day or perhaps perfect date. Well, anywhere my significant other is, of course. I'm boring. We go on walks and I like our walks and we go to the hall and I'm just happy, like, I'm with him. As long as we're not fighting or being mean or stop being grumpy and, you know? Like, if you want me to go into detail, like, super cutesy romantic, like, I just want to go on a date where I'm just completely surprised by everything. And I don't like surprises. But they have to be good surprises. Because if I get disappointed, everything's over. Just ruined everything. If I would get 10... Oh, I keep skipping questions. What are 5 things you want to do before you die? I want to see Ireland. That's one. I want my dad to walk me down the aisle because he deserves that. He's earned that. He's like the longest living male on my dad's side of the family, and I feel like that's why he's staying alive. Pure pressure. Kidding. Kidding. What else? Oh, I want to be in a Broadway show. I don't care if I'm just there to like run on stage and run off. I just want to be in a Broadway show. Actually, I would just like to see a Broadway play. Can I go to see a Broadway play and be in the Broadway show at the same time? Just knock out like, yeah? Yeah, you can. Yeah, you can. I'm pretty sure. Because there are Broadway plays that have improv. Oh shit. I didn't say musical. I said Broadway show. Be in New York. Where all the other weirdos are. If you won $10 million, what would you do with the money? A. What I'm gonna do with the money is I'm not gonna tell anybody I have the money because I don't need people trying to come for me into money. But I would put probably like first I would make sure I have my house and I'm stable and I have a car. Like top two things. Thirdly, I'd pay back all the money I owe to people. And fourthly, the rest I'm gonna put into savings so it can sit in interest for a very, very long time. Because that's a smart thing to do. And my daddy taught me that because we're Jews. And what would be a relationship deal breaker for you? If you're ginger. I used to like gingers, man. But now I don't. I'm sorry. No. If you're a narcissist, I really can't stand them. And, like, every time that I've, like, it's just a thing now, because all I used to date were narcissists, and then I was like, fuck, this is stupid. Why am I doing this to myself? So yeah, there's your questions, your safe to work questions. This went a lot longer than my other one. So enjoy. Yay.